Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Eleanor Boudreau, reporter with WKNO-FM, Andy Meek from the Memphis Daily News, and Bill Drees, also from the Memphis Daily News. And Bill, we start with you. The health insurance exchanges, state-run, Governor Haslam this week decided that Tennessee would not run an insurance exchange. Why did he make that decision?
He made that decision because he said he couldn't make sense of the 800 pages of federal regulations that are involved with that. He said he was very critical of the White House guidelines for it, saying that he thought the administration was making this up as they went in terms of the rules, and he didn't feel like it was clear or that the state had a good shot at this. So he said it's up to the feds now to run this insurance exchange.
And you've heard some critics, you know, celebrating this that say, oh, now we're not a part of Obamacare. That's not it at all. The federal government will run that exchange. This will go up live. It's scheduled to go live in 2014 and allow individuals to buy insurance theoretically at a better rate than they can do so now. There's another decision, though, on the similar front. It's also an Obamacare decision, Eleanor, and that was the state's decision that hasn't been made yet over Medicaid. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Haslam has to decide whether or not to expand 10-care. If he chooses to expand 10-care, then the federal government will foot the entire bill for 3 years. And after 3 years, the federal government will pay 90% of the expanded coverage. And more than 200,000 uninsured people in Tennessee will gain coverage if Haslam chooses to do this. But if he doesn't, unlike the insurance exchange, the federal government isn't going to come in there and do it for him. It just won't get done.
And that decision, we don't quite know when, but somewhere over the course of the next year. And again, anything that's tied to Obamacare tends to be criticized heavily by particularly Tea Party and right-wing Republicans. And, you know, critics of Haslam said, well, he's just bowing to that sort of political pressure.
Well, Haslam said this week, whether or not you believe him, that these two decisions aren't related and he hasn't made up his mind yet. And we'll just have to wait.
All right. And in other news, Andy, this week, Morgan Keegan, once a big investment bank here, long history in Memphis, was bought by Raymond James. So the Morgan Keegan name is no more, but the name did come up in a lawsuit. Tell us about that.
It did. The SEC, which is a civil regulatory body, a federal civil regulatory body, brought charges against several directors at Morgan Keegan over some bond funds that performed extremely poorly during the financial collapse. You know, we'll see what happens. Primarily, that it's going to be a monetary penalty. I think it shows that in this sort of financial arena that the mistakes and overreach of the past are just proving extremely hard to shake for a lot of firms.
One thing that struck me was that a lot of time had passed and these people have made their money back, but it was a long time ago, relatively speaking. Why so long before this lawsuit was filed?
The wheels of government turn slowly. That's what appears to be the only answer.
Okay, and also in news this week, we had a quick conversation about the schools. The suburban leaders have sat down, Bill, with the county commission. There's some conversation going on. We know now that the director of education or the head of the state education department said no, he can't mediate. But it remains to be seen what will happen.
Very preliminary discussions, and it's all on the issue of municipal schools.
All right. Well, we leave it there. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.